Martinez joining us, Southwest Illinois Connector. First off, Mark, it's good to talk to you again, pal. How you been?
I've been great. Good to talk to you and your listeners this morning.
You know, when we talk about the Southwest Illinois Connector, some people may go, what? What we're talking about is linking the western portion of Southern Illinois with St. Louis with a four-lane highway. It's been often thought of and talked about, and it has a lot of challenges. First off, you're dealing with the government.
So that
it's slow nature, because this has been talked about for how long, Mark?
Oh, you know, as almost as long as I've been alive,
yeah.
Certainly since the early 60s. And we understand that policy works slow, but, you know, this go-round, we seem to be making some inroads, and people are paying attention to us and saying, hey, you know, this is an idea that's worth doing.
And it's interesting because somebody had said, oh, yeah, that's never going to happen. I said, you know, look, man, they've already bought property for this. There's already property, you know, lined up to go.
Well, as you look at the route, it's been making its way down from the JB Bridge, down from Columbia down to Waterloo. And as we look on 127 going north of Murfreesboro, there has been work done. And so our coalition is just trying to, add on to the good work that's been done so far and see if we can get this thing finished.
All right. The legislation is SJR 54. Is that the only piece of legislation that we need to be concerned with at this point in relationship to this project?
It is right now. It's Senate Joint Resolution 54, and Senator Shemp is the sponsor of the legislation. I believe he now has another 19 or 20 senators that have signed on in co-sponsorship. I was up in Springfield last Wednesday, and it was voted out of the executive committee. I think Senator Shemp has a couple of tweaks he wants to make to it, but considering that it creates a task force to add on to the good work that the coalition has done. And he was very clear with Senate President Cullerton and the members of the exec committee that he values the work that the coalition has done, getting all of our resolutions with our counties and cities and towns and villages and the Port District and Shooting Complex and everyone involved. It's like, as I said before, we're rowing the boat in the same direction. And so this task force will be charged with picking up the reins and taking it a little further.
Now, it's interesting because you know how you see every issue through your own personal keyhole, right? And so yeah. I look at it as, wouldn't it be nice to be able to have a quicker route to go see the Cardinals, right?
Sure.
And we all do. We all have it. But look at this, because you're thinking, well, you know what, Mr. Miller, it wouldn't be ideal for us to spend $200 million so that you can get to St. Louis quicker to see the Cardinals, all right?
Right.
But,
right.
You know, when you look at this from a business, right, what's good for us, we add this artery, we graft on an artery, right, to get the blood supply down into an area to help its business grow. And you're saying, okay, like what? You just mentioned it. The World Shooting Complex, the Kaskaskia Regional Port District, the Southern Illinois University Carbondale. You know, there are a lot of reasons outside of how quick can I get to go see the Cardinals that this is good.
And let's not forget that, and you mentioned the Kaskaskia Regional Port District. It's the eighth largest port district in the country in tonnage. And conversations are going on about the new Panama Canal and the fact that we may be soon bringing container ships up the Mississippi River. The Kaskaskia Port District, KRPD-2, just outside of Baldwin, between Redbud and Baldwin, would be an ideal offloading point for containers onto a four-lane onto the metro area. It just fits like a glove. So there are so many pieces, like you're talking about, with staff and students going to SIU Carbondale, and Lord knows we need a shot in the arm when it comes to enrollment there, as well as the shooting complex and many other chances at economic development that a four-lane would bring us.
All right, so this SJR, Senate Joint Resolution 54, my
yes.
understanding it was in the Assignments Committee, and you're asking that it be moved to the Senate Transportation Committee. Has that happened?
Things have changed just a little bit. As a matter of fact, it was assigned, instead of the Transportation Committee, it was assigned to the Executive Committee, which is a group of about 20 senators. President Cullerton sits on that, as well as from the Metro East, Senator Claiborne sits on that as well. It was last Wednesday, it was put in the Executive Committee, and it was voted for approval to be put on the Senate floor. So right now it's with the Secretary of Record, and soon it will be brought up for readings on the Senate floor. Senator Shemp is very optimistic, as well as I am. I'm the eternal optimist, Tom. But I can tell you that there's not a great deal of money attached to this piece of legislation. It sets up the task force, and ultimately in the end, there would be a report that would come back to the governor and to the legislature at the end of this fiscal year by December 31st.
All right.
And this is more ammunition for us to get on the IDOT five-year plan and to get moving forward.
Right. See, that was asking this pathway because, well, good thing you're an optimist, because it's convoluted. You know, it's got to go out to do this, then the committee comes back and tells you this, and then you got to go do this. Okay, and it is. It's a huge project. But, you know, now that you're seeing it gain some traction, good metaphor for when you're talking about new highway, I think,
right.
That you do have some legitimacy to your optimism.
And that's what we're all about here, Tom. You know, we started with the grassroots. And a long time ago, I talked to Congressman Bost about this at a meeting. It was about a year and a half ago. And I said, you remember when you were a representative in the state, this project being brought up? And he said, yes. And I said, what can I do to restart this? And he said, we have to have a groundswell of support from our locals in order for me to take it to Congress, in order for the state of Illinois to think that it's a legitimate project. You know, ultimately, we're talking about 60 miles of road here. If this was in Cook County, if this was in the northern part of Illinois, 60 miles is just a blink of the eye, all right? For us, it's a huge piece of economic development.
Where can people go to learn more about this?
Well, certainly, you know, we have our monthly meetings for the coalition. Our next meeting will be in DuQuoin on May the 22nd. Certainly, you can look up the legislation on ilga.gov, the Illinois General Assembly website. Type in the search box, Senate Joint Resolution 54, and read the legislation and see where we're at.
You know, it's interesting that in campaign speeches over the weekend, Democratic nominee J.B. Pritzker was talking about the need for a capital bill. And, of course, if you're going to say capital bill, you start saying how you're going to pay for it, and bringing up that he thought there was a potential for legalizing recreational marijuana to help pay for a capital project, because 60 miles of this new road would probably be involved in a capital bill of some sort. And most likely, I said that that's just one of the possibilities. But I thought it was interesting that we're already looking for a way to pay for capital projects. It's being talked about, and I guess really the best you could potentially hope for is to somehow get in that capital bill to be part of this, and that would really be the lift of spirits that you and the rest of the coalition and the people who are counting on this for businesses could really hold on to. It's kind of far-fetched, but at some point, that's what's got to happen.
It does, and as we look at the federal infrastructure needs and what the president has proposed and what's been talked about is rural initiatives for infrastructure. And to be able to throw in, say, a 20% or more match from the state of Illinois with some federal money and some local, this is exactly what we're talking about.
It's interesting. You know, I've been spending a lot of time in the parks the end of last year. And I don't know if it's because I just had not talked to you too long before that. And I've always looked at the license plates in the parks, especially in the more rural areas. I mean, in the really primitive areas, when I look at those, and I see a lot of Missouri. I see a lot of Missouri. And so I stopped and talked to a group. They were here for a bicycling event called a Fat Tire event, where you rode over these rough trails with bikes. And I've talked to a couple of people literally, I mean, in the middle of nowhere, right? They're from Missouri. They're from the hospitals here coming to spend some time. There's another path through here, and that is your access to our national forest from St. Louis.
We are beautiful. This is a great place to live and to grow, and as you said, to play. We welcome folks from Missouri to come over to our area. Randolph County, where I live, is one of the most beautiful counties in the state as far as I'm concerned. And we have people coming to Fort Kaskaskia and our rendezvous at Fort Duchard and all of our historical sites here. So you're absolutely right. We're a gem, and people come and take advantage of it.